Today is Tuesday, December 24th. What to know today about big changes for Boeing, North Korea's Christmas gift warning, and the busiest holiday travel days. Plus, thousands of dollars in student lunch debt paid off. The surprising fact about the highest paid YouTube stars, and why a new version of the movie Cats is now required in theaters. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Boeing CEO has been fired. The AP says Boeing ousted Dennis Muilenburg as the company struggles to get back on track following two deadly crashes. The company says it hopes this change in leadership will, quote, restore confidence in the company. And it needs restored confidence from regulators, lawmakers, airlines, and the traveling public. Boeing's been in hot water ever since two of its newly designed 737 MAX 8 jets went down within months of each other, one in Indonesia, the other in Ethiopia, killing nearly 350 people. The crashes led to a forced grounding of all Boeing 737 MAX planes around the world. And just last week, Boeing announced it had to stop production of the once best-selling aircraft. The company had hoped they would be back in use by the end of this year. That did not happen, and at this point, there's no timetable for when federal regulators will let them fly again. Also, in recent months during congressional investigations, internal documents have come out showing there were already concerns within the company about the MAX aircraft, even before the second deadly crash. Investigators say new technology in the planes is part of the reason they went down, and lawmakers now say production of the aircraft was rushed in the first place. And to top off the bad news for Boeing, what we talked about yesterday, that new Starliner space capsule went off course during a test flight. So the company says it's time for a change. Boeing's new president and CEO will be the current chairman of the board of directors, David Calhoun. He'll be taking over next month. Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia announced new punishment for the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Five people connected to the murder last year were just sentenced to death. Prosecutors won't name the killers, though, just saying they were Saudi agents who went rogue. And the Washington Post reports two of the most senior officials allegedly involved aren't facing any punishment. Even the trial stayed private. A special investigator with the United Nations says the outcome is a mockery. Remember, Khashoggi's death led to international outrage, especially after the CIA said it was the Saudi prince himself who ordered the murder, which the kingdom denies. Khashoggi was a Saudi national who had been critical of the country. He was killed while visiting a Saudi consulate. North Korea says it's threatening to deliver a Christmas gift to the United States, putting officials on high alert. It's not clear what this so-called Christmas gift really is, but ABC News reports some think this means the North is planning to test a long-range missile between now and early next year that could potentially be capable of reaching American shores. It would be the first test of its kind in more than 2 years. The FAA has even warned commercial airlines to be prepared for a missile launch just in case. This comes as nuclear talks between North Korea and the U.S. are at a standstill. If North Korea goes through with this, leader Kim Jong-un would be breaking a promise to President Trump earlier this year to not test those kinds of weapons. But it certainly wouldn't be North Korea's first missile test of 2019. Fox News reports the U.S. military says North Korea has launched more than 20 missiles so far this year, just not any long-range ones. It's Christmas Eve, and if you're traveling today, you're far from alone. AAA says 115 million people are traveling to their holiday destination this year, which is more than they've ever recorded before. Most people will be driving, but a good number will also be flying or taking a train, bus, or even a ship. The worst travel days are expected to be Thursday and Friday, so anticipate heavy traffic, especially on the road. When it comes to the weather, though, you can expect smooth sailing for the rest of the week, for the most part. USA Today reports most of the country will see quiet weather today and tomorrow, which means no major travel delays expected, at least due to rain, snow, and ice. There are a few exceptions, mainly in the Southwest. Parts of New Mexico and Arizona will see rain today, while Nevada, Utah, and Colorado might see a mix of rain and snow. And later in the week, the Weather Channel says Southern California will get hit with heavy rain and snow in the mountains. A feel-good story for you on this Christmas Eve. Some families struggling to pay off their children's lunch debt got an early Christmas present. The AP reports three pastors paid off $17,000 of school lunch debt at two Virginia schools with some of the church's budget. The pastors say they did it because it sounded like a good idea, but they had no clue there was this big of a need. The Washington Post reports about 75% of school districts in the U.S. have unpaid meal debt. And even though some students get free or reduced lunches, a lot of families struggle to pay for meals during the week. Because of this, the pastors plan to pay off the debt again, and they hope what they did brings more awareness to lunch debt across the country. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor for making the Newsworthy possible. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to get the right vitamins, supplements, and protein powders for your specific needs. And especially this time of year, it's easy to fall off track when it comes to our health and wellness routines. So Care of can make at least one part of your routine easier. And I like the process Care of uses. It all starts with a fun online quiz that gets some info about you and your lifestyle. Then Care of provides recommendations for vitamins, supplements, and protein powders customized for you. And the whole process takes just 5 minutes. I also appreciate the research-backed data they provide. And then your vitamins arrive in cute daily packs. I like to leave them right on my bathroom counter so I remember to take them. And right now, you can get 50% off your first Care of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter newsworthy50. Again, go to takecareof.com and enter the code newsworthy50 for 50% off your first Care of order. Now, back to the news. Verizon did it. It wanted to roll out its faster 5G wireless service to 30 cities before the end of the year, and it met its goals, plus one. Engadget says Verizon's 5G is now available in 31 cities, including a few new ones just in time, and at John Glenn Columbus International Airport, marking the first airport to get the 5G service. Verizon now covers more cities than AT&T, but it's still behind T-Mobile, who offers its 5G network nationwide. And keep in mind, this is still the early stage of 5G. Verizon's version is mostly only available outdoors in locations it covers, and you have to have an unlimited data plan, as well as one of the 5G-compatible devices. Uber and Lyft will not have to follow New York City's new cruising law after all. The law passed in August, and it was meant to limit the amount of time drivers could spend cruising around Manhattan waiting for someone to request a ride. This was supposed to cut down on traffic congestion in the city. But Uber and Lyft sued, saying it would hurt their drivers' pay and limit when they could work. Reuters reports a judge ultimately sided with the ride-sharing companies and struck down the law, calling it, quote, arbitrary. Of course, Uber and Lyft welcomed the decision, but New York City plans to appeal. That said, this did not affect New York City's other laws about ride-sharing. Those are still in place, including a rule that limits how many ride-sharing cars are allowed in the city. And the highest-paid YouTube stars are kids. Forbes says the highest-paid YouTuber in 2019 was an 8-year-old boy. Ryan Cagey earned a reported $26 million this year for doing things like science experiments, music videos, and skits on his YouTube channel, which has 23 million subscribers. Then there's a 5-year-old who earned $18 million. The Russian-born girl has 6 YouTube channels and is most famous for playing with her dad. Business Insider says she has cerebral palsy and doctors thought she may never speak, but here she is making YouTube videos and making millions of dollars while she's at it. So this is something that almost never happens. After it debuted over the weekend, directors are now going back to fix some things in the movie Cats, then they'll put out a new version. Yeah, the movie just came out, and Universal Studios made some improvements to visual effects and is sending theaters an updated version of the movie. The Hollywood Reporter says the film's director apparently asked for this change. He admits to barely finishing the movie before it premiered, and he said there were still some edits he wanted to make on certain effects. We don't know exactly what those edits are, but apparently now they're ready. Well, of course, many people will be celebrating Christmas tomorrow with family, food, gifts, and church services, while others will continue to celebrate Hanukkah. And on Thursday the 26th, it's the start of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a 7-day festival that celebrates African-American culture and history. So for all of those celebrating this week, happy holidays from the Newsworthy. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And while we're talking about the holidays, we will not have an episode tomorrow on Christmas Day. But we will be back on Thursday with a special episode sharing clips from 10 of the best Thing to Know Thursday interviews in 2019. And we'll be sure to catch you up on all the normal news you may have missed on Friday. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode right in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back on Thursday and Friday. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.